and Rem Mutia, come boast in your Savior.
Hello, my name is Rem, and I was born into a Catholic family. I grew up with parents who were extremely religious and active catechists at our local church for 20 years. But my parents' religiosity didn't prevent me from living a life serving my selfish personal desires in sin and rebellion against God. But in 2008, my younger sister was saved at Resolve Conference in Long Beach, California. Soon after she was saved, she immediately shared with me the gospel and took me to the same church she was attending to. So there I was, quickly joined her to the same church from 2009 to 2012. At that time, I thought and believed that I was saved, attending Bible studies, participated in college fellowships, and asked to serve worship in our Bible study. But one day, one of the elder pastors, through counseling, discerned that I was not saved after hearing my testimony, and he confronted me and made it clear to me that he doesn't think that I'm saved. It was very difficult and extremely hard to hear that I am not saved in spite of all my involvement, all-out participation to the church activities. But through the difficult yet necessary talk I had with my pastor, speaking to my life, I realized it was just an external change. I was acting in hypocrisy. I was deceived by my sin and pride, professing to be saved, but there is no repentance, which is what Titus chapter 1, verse 16 says, they profess to know God, but they deny him by their works. Upon reflecting, I only wanted Jesus to be my Savior, but not willing to be also my Lord, which means Lord of my life, that is to obey his commandments from the heart, confess and forsake sin, and walking in repentance. So in 2014, God, in his mercy, grace, and love, all God's doing, opened my mind, convicted me of my sin through the Holy Spirit. At that time, not only God rescued me from eternal hell through Christ's death, but also gave me a new heart and affections. I notice now that there is a clear, compelling, decreasing attraction to sin and ungodliness. I wonder now, how come the sins which I used to enjoy and take pleasure before now brings guilt and fear? Something inside of me telling me to be reconciled with God. When I sin, I grieve the Holy Spirit. So it's not the same. It's never the same. There are many divine miracles that have happened to me after that. Before, the Bible was just a historical textbook. But now my heart and my mind have an inner long desire to read the Word, the Bible, the Word of God. This desire was non-existent before. It is here now because God planted it in my heart. Now, there's an increasing love to know God, to know about God and his attributes, and to meditate on his word, which is probably why David would say in Psalm 119, verse 97, oh, how I love your law, I meditate on it all day long. Before, I only pursued my pleasure and sinful desires, but never satisfying and only provided short-lived joy and pleasure. But now in Christ, a noticeable growing desire, though imperfectly, to obey him and please him, which comes with a true lasting joy and peace, which reflects the testament of David, where he says in Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see the Lord is good. Happy is the man who trusts in him. Before, I had such self-righteous, high view of myself. But now, for the first time, I see myself a great sinner who needs a Savior. I can relate to Paul when he said in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, wretched man that I am, who is going to save me from this body that is subject to death? Lastly, before knowing Christ, my life's main focus is an incessant self-love, always having that self-seeking desires to fulfill my own needs. But now, for the first time, God has put love in my heart to care and serve people around me, especially to fellow believers. And for the first time, there is true compassion now for sinners. Without God's power, I won't know how to truly love a person. But now, with Christ's example, Holy Spirit, and scriptures, I can love even my enemies. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." To end, I want to thank God for my wife, Sarah, for persevering through and enduring through all the difficult times while patiently waiting for God to bring about salvation in my life. These are all the evidence of God's supernatural work in me because Christ died for me, a sinner bound to hell, but Christ paid for my sins on the cross, redeeming me and reconciling me with God, being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and sustained by His grace until I join Him and with the rest of the saints in eternal life. Because of this, I want to be baptized to publicly profess my faith in Christ and His work to walk into new life for praise and glory of God.
Rim, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.